In this week's parasha, we learn about the tremendous Maisa Viter from Rachel Imenu, that she gave over the simonim to Leah. It was a risk that Leah would be put to tremendous Pusha. Yaakov of Megala, that Lavan tricked him and gave Leah instead of Rachel. And Rachel, a tremendous act of Viter, she gave over the opportunity for her to be wife, the first wife of Yaakov, and gave her over to Leah. What a tremendous act of Viter. Like as many point out, not only that's an act of Viter, there's the way she did it. We see further in the Parsha, in the Hemshech of the Parsha, the Mice of Dudoyim. So Leah turns to Rachel and she says, Hamaat kachte chasishi. Is it enough that you already took my husband, and I always have to share my husband with you? And you also want to take the Dudoyim. Seems to be clear from here that Leah didn't recognize at all. It was actually Rachel who allowed her into Yaakov's house. This is part of the modesty, the way she did the Maisa. This unbelievable act of Viter, Yadua, it's mentioned towards the end of the Psicha of Eicha Rabba in the Medrash, that this is actually going to be from the Iker Schusim, the Iker Schus that's instrumental in bringing about the Mashiach. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu means when he says, Kol Baram and Ishma, Nihi Bechi Samrurin, Yesh Schar Lepulaseich, Yesh Tikvah Lachriseich, Yesh Schar Lepulaseich. The Schar and the Tikvah is coming from this great Maisa. Rachel Amenu gave over the Simon, and she was Mavater, and she wasn't Mekane, and she gave over, and she allowed Leah to take Yaakov, to save Leah from embarrassment. We'd like to be Ma'ayin, a little bit study this Medrash, over there in Eicha Rabba. Utez tells over in great account, in great detail, Abishas, the secrets of the Mashiach. Come a time when Klai Yisrael is going to need a schus to bring Mashiach. And in great detail, it says that each of the Avos come and they try to tie in on behalf of Klai Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes also in tremendous length, with great length. Moshe Rabbeinu goes to try to tie in, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts no one's tie in. Dafko Rachel comes at the end, and she says over how hard, difficult it was to be Mavater and not be Mekane. And she gave over the Simonim, and she asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu to be Merachim and Klal Yisrael. Stavka Rachel. Obviously, the question is, okay, Rachel, this act was a great act, but is this, the schus of this act of Viter, is it greater than all the schusim of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Moshe? What was unique about this? It's very clear in the Medrash, the answer is very clear. It wasn't necessarily greater than any other act. The point is, it's the nature of the act. Rachel Beinu hit the exact point that solves and frees Klal Yisrael out of the Golas. Like the Medrash says, Rachel Beinu is specifically tying it as he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm a boss of Adam, and I was not Mekani, and I wrought and I accepted a tzara, I accepted a co-wife. I accepted someone else who was really almost against me, almost opposite me. If I accepted a tzara into my house, so too, Ator, Melech Hai V'Kayim, Rachamim, V'Neima K'Neisa L'Avoyda Zorah, She'em B'Mamish. Why are you, Kaviyochel, jealous that Klal Yisrael, throughout the history of the Golas, Klal Yisrael has strayed away from the Averus, and they put their faith in Avoyda Zorah and other things, and K'Yichiv Yotzim Yodi, and different other things that are against you, and so to speak, also like a co-wife going against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, competitor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why are you still Mekane and Klal Yisrael? And that's exactly the taina that hits the button on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, you took a tzara into your kilo kavayochel, your existence. I'm willing to forgive and make place, make room for this tzara that Klal Yisrael took, this competitor, this other reshus that Klal Yisrael took that goes against me. That's what's unique about Rachel. But I would like to now understand a little bit the Medrash itself. What is Takat HaPshanet? What's the Mida Kenegan Mida? Because Rachel was mavata to her sister, and she took her to Avos, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu mavata and Avoyda Zorah. What is the Zeche Neged Zeh? What is this connection? So, I'd like to study a little bit the words of the Maral. The Maral, in Netzach Yisrael, Perek Lamed Aleph, he comes to explain this Medrash in this exact point. He says, it's hard to understand. Because Rachel was Mekabel Eba'ava, and this Nisayan, and she wasn't Mavayish, her sister, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mimoichel. And Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Akal Yisrof, all their Averis, and that which they serve, the way they deserve. So he says the following. He says there's actually a deep connection over here. It's a deep midah connecting midah. He says that Rachel really should have felt that she was the Iker. She was destined. She was really that Keres HaBayis. Yaakov loved her. Obviously, a lady wants to have solely, she feels that her husband belongs to her. But Rachel understood and she realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an imperfect world. He made a world, which Maharal's terms is a world of Shnias, a world with his seconds, this division. There's a lot of division. And she knew that since the world has to be more than one Shevet, there has to be 12 Shvatim. In order for there to be 12 Shvatim, there had to be, Yaakov had to have two wives, which is two different powers, two different forces. And she realized that. So Zokt Maral, she really recognized and she unveiled the Hanhoga that a Kadosh Baruch Hu himself has to be makir that this world and recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu will acknowledge and validate that this world is a world of Shnias. This world is a world of division. And just like it's a world of division, because that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted into this imperfect world, the nature of the world is that there's a world of envision and clarity, there's purity in this world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will recognize that there's purity in this world, and that's what caused that the Klal Yisrael goes after Avodah Zarah. Since Rachel Imenu was Megala, this Hanhoga, that and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka B'Moichel and Merachim and Klal Yisrael. I'd like to try and understand better what is this idea of Shnias, what is this point that Rachel was Magia, she was Megala, this Hanhoga. I think we could use the Maral, the words Maral, this Medrash, to gain a tremendous insight and how to come to a Maisa Viter. In the Sugya of Chesed, there's many acts of Chesed, which is very challenging, but the Sugya of Viter, the backdrop when there's an issue of Viter, my experience, people find this extremely hard. I found many, many Bali Chassadim, people who are able to do tremendous Chassadim. When it came to be mevater, most people are not matzliach. The difference is the following. In the chesed, so although I have to give, and it's naturally, it's hard for sometimes a person to give, but mitzad sheni, there's a certain nourishing that you're nourishing yourself, you're nourishing your ani. You feel good that you are giving. In every setup of a ma'aseh chesed, it's very clear, I am giving something that belongs to me. I'm giving it to this needy person, whatever he needs, money or something else. I'm giving of myself. So you have that certain satisfaction that you know you're giving what you have to somebody else. The kind act, you feel good. The setup of Avitar is totally different. What's happening in every setup of Avitar is there's a dispute and there's a machlokes. Who is this coming to? Who is this going to belong to? There's a dispute over Yerusha. There's a dispute over the mantle of leadership. Who's supposed to take over somebody? There's a dispute over a seat in the Beis Medrash or in the Shul. We're fighting. Who, injustice, who is the tzedek, who does this belong to? If I'm a vater to the other person, very often, the person who's being a vater feels like his ani is totally smothered. It's made into a shmata, and this is the difference in chesed. In chesed, your ani is fed from a different angle. It's nourished by the fact that you're giving. It's very clear, I'm giving what I have. But in vater, you feel like I'm giving up what is supposed to be mine, and the other person thinks he's right. We're arguing injustice, the other person thinks he's right. And he's taking what I really know is mine. How do you nourish the ani? And that's a klal gadol. We have to feed our ani. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us our sense of self. So where does the power come to do viter? So this maral, this medrash, and this Rachel Imenu is magal to us to side. And the truth is, it is a much higher act, and is the pinnacle of the sugi of chesed. Maral is telling us, this is what Rachel Aminu did. A person, in order to be mavater, it's true, you have to go to a different pipeline. You have to access a different koyach, a different force in the koyachas and nefesh. If you're going to go into your knee and say, I want to feel good because I am giving, you are not going to succeed. In order to succeed and do a ma'aseh viter, you have to be makir, you have to recognize the world of shnias, the world of division. That is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an imperfect world. And in that perfect world, there's a lot of confusion and there's a tremendous amount of division. And as a result of this division that there is in the world, very often people see things in a different light. And Reuven sees things one way and Shimon sees things another way. And there's a dispute here. And you think you're 100% right, but so does Shimon. And it may very well be he's dead wrong. Wait a minute. but it's a result of the world of period. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes things not perfect, shaded and jaded, and many times he will see the other person, your competitor, the person who's standing against you, he's seeing things in a jaded way, but that's a result of the world of period. If you understand the Lashon Hara is that's the teva of the world, it's the nature of the world. If you understand this nature of the world, you understand that there's an imperfect world, and an imperfect world, there's mokim for period, for different ways. This is a tremendous extension of yourself. You're not feeding your ani, you're widening your ani. You're making room for something that Be'etzem is at this point in a total different, seeing things in a different angle, in a different lens view, and the opposite of that's yours. But it's a recognition that the world is bigger than your small ani. This world is a world of shnius. In Hanami, when someone is presented with challenge of Iter, many times we get caught up into the logic of the argument, and we try to make reason. If we try to make reason with the other person's taina, we're never going to get there because we really think the justice is on our side. We're never going to be able to justify his taina. That's not the path you're supposed to take. You're supposed to recognize that in Hanami, mitzad midas adin, this is the last thing that's supposed to be happening. But this is a world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. We have to recognize and make room for the emes of this world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants there to be period in this world. It's part of his ratzon. He wants there to be many paths, and he wants there to be many ways, and that's part of the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what Rachel Menu did. In no way could she figure out the right in this situation. It doesn't make any sense that Leah should be here. But she knew that the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that it should be 12 shvatim. And she knew that HaKadosh Baruch would want that there should be tzaris, which means there should be tzaris, there should be a co-wife, there should be two here, there should be two here. And she made room for that division. Zogt Chazal, Dafka, this act, this tremendous act of Rachel that made room for something that Be'etzem is, from our point of view, wrong. But it's a result. It evolves from, it's an outgrowth of division. So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes room for the outgrowth of the division of Klal Yisrael themselves. Klal Yisrael, throughout the darkness of Galus, because of the division and the cloudiness that there is in this world, so they too don't recognize the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this world, it's not so recognized. And they stray from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Merachah, with her ma'isa, was able to bring out this hanhaga that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able also to make room, so to speak, for this division and this period that Klal Yisrael strayed from him. This is the depth of the act of Rachel. This is what we have to all learn, and this is the tremendous kayach. This is a schus for anybody when they're able to be vater. It's specifically a schus in these times. We're close to Mashiach time, the ichus of the Mashiach. This is what we all need rachamim. We all need that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should recognize and make room for the period that which we strayed away from him. When we're presented with him with a challenge of Ita, this is what we have to raise ourselves up. We have to raise ourselves up to be makir and extend ourselves and realize. Here is a world of period, and the more you realize that is the mokum that you could taka come to a meister period. Shall be zeicha taka to hear that. To that time, we will hear the call, Baram and Ishmael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, better said more correctly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hear, call Baram and Ishmael, and he, b'chi samrumim, rochem uvakel, abenea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, b'ezer Hashem, yesh schar, b'pulosech, yesh tichva lachri seich, HaKadosh Baruch Hu.